Let's read from Peter's Epistle, chapter 5, verse 6 through 11. 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Praise God. Apostle Peter went through a lot of humbling experiences before he was used by God on the Pentecost day. So in his writings, we can come across his own life experiences. And today, those writings are very helpful to us as well. The word humble is not a very pleasant word to practice. But the Word of God very clearly declares God to lift you up in due time. You humble yourself under his mighty hand. I would like you to focus more on the phrase, the mighty hand. We all have to humble in one or other instances or more, just because we fear an almighty God. We can't do as the world does because we are under the care of an almighty God. If we go back to the Old Testament, New Testament, we hear, we read, we understand the almighty hand that had led people throughout. We heard about how the people of Israel served as slaves for about 430 years in Egypt. When they cried unto God, the Almighty God led them into the promised land. And the same God's almighty hand is upon us, people of God. And we have to humble before that almighty God, so that he can lift you up in due time. That word due time is a little complicated. In other words, for some it's a short while, for some it's a long while. But the promise is, praise God, in due time. This is the promise, people of God. He is going to lift you up. Lift you up in all your realms of life, both physical, spiritual. Praise God. Humility is the law of the New Testament. It is not a legalistic approach, but that is the key to the kingdom of God. We heard about submission. We heard about such as I. We heard about peace, unity. These are all synthesized together to make us to go into the kingdom of God. Oh, glory to God. If we go back to the New Testament, Old Testament, we have so many people who had to wait a long time to be lifted by God. They have not done anything wrong in their life. They were in that situation for a long reason. And it took a long time for them to be taken out. In the book of Esther, we learn about Mordecai, who saved the Jewish race. Haman planned everything to hang him on the gallows. But one night, king could not get sleep. He asked his attendants, "Bring me the book of Chronicles, let me read it." And somebody was reading the book of Chronicles to him. And there came a passage about Mordecai. Was anything done to Mordecai for the good thing that he did? They said no. And we know the story, how the plans of Haman were foiled and he was hanged instead of Mordecai. And Mordecai became the number one ruler in the kingdom of Persia back then. This is an example of how God will lift you up in due time. Glory to God. We have numerous examples of the word of God. Joseph was in the prison for the wrong reason. He even tried his luck with a cupbearer. When he go to Pharaoh, "Please remember me to him." But cupbearer forgot to tell. But a day came. Pharaoh himself had a dream. And the cupbearer said, "Now I remember a person in the prison who used to interpret my dreams." And we know the story how God brought Joseph to the court of Egypt and how he was promoted to the position. People of God, these are not some fables. These are not fictionals. These are real things happened in the history. And this is for our edification, for our building, for our growth. And the key was they all humbled. It's very hard sometimes to humble for a wrong reason. But the word of God says, humble, humility. Praise God. A true believer never resents the experiences of life and never rebels against them because he knows the mighty hand of God is the tiller of his life. And that mighty God has a destiny for him. Oh yes, when we go through the downtime, the humbling time, you feel, do I have any hope left? I will encourage you this morning, people of God. Yes, you do have that hope in Him. We are under the mighty hand of God. Whatever job you're doing, remember, you are serving God. And you are under the care of that mighty hand of God. Remember that. When you go through a humiliating experience, wherever you are, remember that God is still there in that situation. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Cast all anxiety on Him. You can cast some of them, but not everything. But the Word of God declares very clearly, cast all anxiety. All about your feelings. It's very hard for me to say this, but the Word of God very clearly is, do not worry for tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry for itself. Amen? You don't worry for tomorrow. I mean, you have a lot to worry for today. How can you afford to worry for tomorrow? Amen? Praise God. Worrying is not going to solve your problem. Worrying will only accelerate your problem. Amen? Worrying is not giving you a solution. Rather, you become a part of the problem by worrying and worrying and worrying. Do you really have to go to a counselor for all those things when we have all in the Word of God? The Word of God gives a prescription for life. Amen? Amen? Amen. The Word of God is sure. It gives answers to your problems. Then why do we have problems? Because we worry so much. We are so anxious before even the problem emerges. People of God, I'd encourage us, a brother in the Lord, put all your anxiety into His hands. He will take care of you. Whatever may be the problem, it may be insurmountable. It may be so huge. But nothing is huge for God. Nothing is impossible for God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We are serving a God who is able to resolve every problem of this world. And you and I are in that part of solving and not complicating. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. You know, the reason we have this great confidence, because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Rick, you mentioned on that. We have nothing to do with this, people of God. He is the author. He is the finisher of our race. Not you are not running. Lord is running with you. He is helping you this journey. Oh, hallelujah. Have you ever thought when you're weary, tired, lost, hopeless, that someone is also with you sharing your negative thoughts? But He's not weary. He is with you. He's leading you. Oh, glory to God. We are serving a God who can take care of every problem, every burden, every anxiety that exists in the world. You believe that? Amen? Amen? Praise God. Therefore, we should be vigilant. We should be careful. We should be watchful. How? Not through using human wisdom so much. I'm not saying you should not. But depending on God. Depending on God. Be watchful. Be vigilant. With the help of God, you will be able to go on in the spiritual journey. Praise God. Hallelujah. A Christian is the one who trusts, but at the same time puts all the efforts into the business of living a Christian life. I want to tell you something. When we trust God, it doesn't mean that we sit back relaxedly. We do our part. It might oppose faith part, but you do what you can and God will help you through. Glory to God. Amen? Amen? Amen. And then Peter says, resist the devil. Don't be fooled that there is an opposing force that is trying to impede your spiritual growth. There is a powerful force that is trying to stop you from growing into the nature of Christ. And that is devil. You may call whatever name you want, Satan, devil, or Antichrist, whatever you call. But I want to tell you something. Each of us has experienced in one or the other way this force trying to stop us from advancing. Amen? Hallelujah. But the word of God says, stand up to him. Resist him. Rebuke him. Jesus himself had rebuked Satan when he had this temptation. He was led to the desert. He was tempted. The third temptation was the top one. Devil said, he took him to the mountain and he said, showed all the world and said, I'll give everything to you. Just bow down and worship me. This is when Jesus exercised that supreme power that he had. We read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. Let me read that quickly to you. It's important that sometimes we have the same thing in our spiritual walk. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 10. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Look at the word, serve him only. Then the devil left him, and the angels ministered unto him. Amen? Amen? In a subtle way, without your knowledge, devil is always kind of trying to follow you. And when you are really aware of that, nothing harm in saying, rebuking him and get him away from you. Sometimes in your thoughts, you may be hostile about somebody in your thoughts. Or some kind of a situation makes you so angry. I tell you, that is nothing but the enemy trying to bring you down, people of God. And that's when you say, rebuke the enemy. Get away from me. Praise God. Nothing wrong in saying that, I tell you. And then comes angels to minister to you. Amen? Amen? Praise God. I would like to spend a few minutes on the based on all the sermons or messages we heard. Maybe I'm trying to be a little different because it's about the sufferings. I think Rick mentioned a little bit about sufferings. And Peter actually suffered a lot. Verse 10, chapter 1 Peter 5, verse 10. And the good and the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, this is it. After you have suffered a little while, how long? A little while. For some, it may be a little longer while. Peter says, a little while, that'll be good. If it's a little while, not too long. But for some, it goes a little longer. Praise God. Listen to this. Very positive. Very positive. After you have suffered a little while, he himself will restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Praise God. The hands that tried you, the hands that put you on trial, he himself will restore you. Amen? He himself will make you strong. He himself will make you steadfast. Glory to God. Praise God. If you have experienced the hand of God, I want to tell you this morning, people of God, that hand is still there to restore you. That hand has not gone far away. His arm is not short. It cannot help you. It's available even today. The God of restoration is in our midst. Whatever it may be, he is not to kill you, to suffer the maximum. Instead, he wants to restore you. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. You know, when the prayer request came up here for the prodigal sons, my heart went to many people whom I knew. I want to tell you this morning, God will restore. God will restore. He is a God of restoration. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Have a prayer every day, Pete. Don't be frustrated. Don't be disappointed. Don't lose hope. I remember the Prasad and I were in North Carolina. Among the other brethren, He said to one of the sisters, which I was very much encouraged, he said, even we have to pray 1,001 times, we will still pray. What encouragement, people of God. We should never give up because something has not happened. It will happen. Our God is alive. He is resurrected. He is no longer in the tomb. He's alive for you and me, interceding with the Father, the right hand of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Suffering is actually, I read in a little commentary, suffering is meant by God. Now, it may be against the prosperity preachers, but I'm a true believer of God's hand in your downtime and your uptime, if I may say right, if it is right. God is with you in your problems. God is with you in your successes. Glory to God. Suffering is meant by God to add the grace notes to your life. Amen? Hallelujah. He is extending his grace in every suffering that you're going through. But I don't want you to focus too much on suffering. I would like you to focus on God's hand, God's mediation, God's interference in your suffering in order to restore you. Glory to God. I was reading in the internet one reading about eagle. Most of you might know, but it impressed me so much. At least there may be some you don't know. It's estimated that the lifespan of an eagle is about 70 years. The first 40 years of its life, this eagle is very powerful, aggressive, and everything can do. When it reaches 40, eagle loses its feather, or not really loses, the feather has become so heavy on it, it can't fly efficiently. The beak, which was its pride of hunting and killing the prey, has gone so crooked and has gone so blunt, it can't kill the prey anymore. And the claws, which used to hold the prey, has become so old, it doesn't have any grip anymore. At that time, this eagle has two options. One option is to die, to kill itself. And the second option, to fly to a high rocky area, sit there, and die to itself. Or died to, not physically dying, it has to extinguish itself to be reborn. It has to empty everything that it has in order to be reborn. In the process, it will pluck every feather it has. It will pluck every claw from the feet, and then it will knock its beak against the rock so hard the beak comes off. Literally, all the pride, all the ability, the flight, precision, everything is gone. it has to go through the process for 150 days. Do you know what? This king of the birds is no longer a king. It is humbled to this situation. It can't even eat anything. And the family of the other, its relatives, they would bring water and food to the bird for 150 days. When 150 days are over, you could see feathers coming up, beak is growing, claws are growing, and it looks straight into the sun, and then it takes its flight to the limitless sky. That's what Isaiah says, your youth will be renewed like the eagles. This is the restoration of God in our life. You may have to lose everything sometimes in order to be fully replenished. Life of Job. Oh, praise God. Job said, I have only heard about you, but now my eyes have seen you. Oh, glory to God. Throughout his trials, now he says, now I have seen you. People of God, he is a God who will restore you, and that's when you will see him. That's when you will experience his glory. That's when the image of Christ will be firmly established on you. And you and I are called for that. You read Job 42. It says, the latter part of Job was more blessing than the earlier part. He was given everything what was lost. Hallelujah. Aren't we serving the same God? He has not changed a bit. He's an unchanging God. The same loving God. And I want to be encouraged this morning, people of God. You know, if you have felt that something you have lost, even in a spiritual, physical, I want to guarantee you, through the word of God, he will restore you fully. He has come to give life, abundant life. Glory to God. Aren't we glad we are serving a God who is loving us? Sometimes it looks he took everything away. But I want to tell you, he's going to give back everything, maybe more. Glory to God. Through suffering, God establishes a man. It says, restore you and make you strong or firm or steady or steadfast. You know, the word establish actually in Greek, I don't want to pronounce it, I can't pronounce it, but it means a solid granite. That is how he's established you. He establishes you in the body of Christ as a solid granite. You know, suffering of body and sorrow of heart to one of the things to a man. Either it will make you collapse. This is how it will happen. When you are so much hit by a suffering, disease, or problem, or debt, or whatever you can think of, it can do two things. One, you may break down, you may lose everything, you may collapse. Another thing will be, praise God, you will become as strong as a granite stone. Amen? Like Job. With all things happened, Job was never worried. Job was strong, and he said, "Now I have seen you in my own eyes." This is how, people of God, you and I will be established when you humble before the Almighty God. If you think that you are not steady, I want to encourage you this morning, God is establishing you. He is a God who is laying a strong foundation in your life. And as strong as a granite stone, nobody can break it. It's a mighty wall. Praise God. Aren't you glad that He's establishing you? Families that you think, you know, I don't know how long we'll go like this and so on. I would encourage you this morning, God has called you to stand strong for Him. That your family will be established for Him. Your family will be as strong as a granite stone. A mighty wall where the enemy cannot attack. I pray that all of families will be built on the strong foundation. And that is the promise of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the more you went through the furnace, you will be like a toughened steel that has been tempered in the fire. At that stage, no one can do anything to you because you're tough because of the trials you went through. Praise God. Praise God. You know, years ago, Brother Rick was preaching, talking about tree that is planted by the waters. That tree knows the storm. That tree knows even little earthquake. That tree knows every disaster happening around it. But because it is planted by the rivers of water, it will be strong. It will bear its fruit. Its leaves will not wither. And that is the promise for you and me this morning. He will establish you. Be encouraged this morning. If anyone has some kind of a doubt, or, you know, I don't know what's going to happen once I go out, I heard all these things, will I be able to kind of practice it? I would encourage you this morning, yes, you will. Yes, you will. God will establish you. Oh, glory to God. Someone said about, this is God's church. The brethren who were here in the early years to move, they did not think about a denomination, anything of the sort. They just waited on God. It was based on the moving of the Holy Spirit. And the same Spirit is moving in our midst today. It is God's church. We can't help God's church. We can only be helped by God. Are you with me, people of God? Those of you have, I don't know if I should say this, but small assemblies and what's happening, all kinds of things. I would encourage you this morning, be steadfast, be strong, be established that God's church will not be prevailed by the gates of hell. That is the promise Christ himself gave to us. I'm going to close soon. But, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Through suffering, God will strengthen a man. You may ask, why should I go through the suffering to get strength? Why can't I get strength first? Amen. I don't have to really suffer. But plan of God is different than the plan of man. This is the way God ordained. This is the way you have to go. No, Lord, I want to go this way. No. This is the way you should go. Joshua, Moses prayed over him, said, Joshua, I am praying over you. Do not go left or to the right, but go straight. Because you have to take the company across the River Jordan. Even today, the power of God is strengthening you, people of God. Don't you ever think that you are being weakened. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A wind will extinguish a small fire. But the same wind will fan the same fire into a huge blaze. Amen? Amen? Don't let your faith be weakened. Don't let your hope be weakened. Don't give any chance, any foothold for the enemy. Resist him. Resist him. Because our God is restoring you, establishing you, and strengthening you. I'm going to close with one more thing. Praise God. God will make you steadfast. Yes. Believe this, people of God. He will make you steadfast. Which means the foundation that he has laid in you, he will make it further stronger and stronger. That foundation is laid with apostles and the prophets, and Christ himself is the cornerstone. Have you ever thought about the foundation that you are in? Glory to God. And he is making it stronger for you. Suffering sometimes will drive us despair or bitterness. But I want to tell you something. That Father's hand will never cause his child a needless tear. Out of suffering comes things which is easy way never bring. Through suffering, you will see the tangible things in your life. Amen. Don't take suffering as negative curse, but it is a blessing that God is going to give it to you. Therefore, humble yourself before the Almighty God. All the messages we have heard somehow synthesized together. May God bless you. Amen. Shall we stand? You want to announce? Our loving Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of your Holy Spirit in this last 4 days. Thank you, Lord, for taking us to another level in our spiritual journey. Thank you, Lord, for sustaining us so far. We continue to depend on you, Lord. We continue to humble before you under the mighty hand of God. Lord, bless us, Lord, as a corporate body. Lord, until we come together again, Lord, we pray, may your loving hand rest upon us, O Lord. Father, bless the young people in a special way, Lord, we pray, that your hand will rest upon them, Lord. They'll be encouraged, Lord. They'll be strengthened, Lord. They'll be restored, O Lord, we pray. Father, we thank you again, O Lord. Bless us now, Lord, even as we depart the grounds. Give every one of us, O Lord, your traveling mercy, Lord. Father, so wonderful, O Lord, to be in your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.